Hello guys, and praise the Lord. This is Pastor Tavi from Sitam Church Online, and I'm so delighted. We are continuing on this series of discovering what is eternal life. And we are still on Romans chapter 3, verse 23, where it says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So what is this eternal life? Now, many of us think of eternal life as progression of endless days, you know. Kuishi milele na milele. That is how some of us understand eternal life as. And we also think of eternal life as something that we will receive at the culmination of days. You know, when Jesus Christ comes back, we think that we receive eternal life when Christ returns. But what is eternal life? Now, Jesus explaining about eternal life in John chapter 17 and verse 2 to 3, he says, "This is eternal life, that they may know God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom the Lord sent as our sacrifice for sins." Now, that word "know God" is what Jesus describes as eternal life. So eternal life is not just a progression of endless days. It is not just something we receive at the end of time. It is something that happens because of our union with God. Knowledge of God leads to eternal life. And what is knowledge of God? It is not just knowing facts about God. It is having a relationship with God. It is coming to a relationship with the God, the creator of heaven and earth. And that is how we receive eternal life. Eternal life is the knowledge of one true God. And so everybody who has a relationship with God, everybody who is in fellowship with God, has eternal life. So this is not something that you will receive at the culmination of days. This is not something that will happen after all is said and done. This is something that begins immediately when you come into the knowledge of God, who is the creator of heaven and earth. And how do you come into that knowledge? There is no other way to God. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and life, and nobody comes to the Father other than me." So Christ is the means of having a relationship with God. He's the one who ushers us into having this relationship with God. And so everybody who has then received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, in fact, the Bible says that those who have received Christ have received eternal life. You see that? That the minute you give your life to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, eternal life has begun. And you have begun to experience what it means to be in eternal life. But what is eternal life? What does eternal life lead to? Now, Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 10, says that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I came that they may have life and life in abundance. So eternal life is that life of God that leads to abundance. It's the knowledge of God that leads to abundance, to fruitfulness, to productivity. As it says in John chapter 15, that when we are connected, just like the vine, the branch is connected to the vine and it receives its vitality and fruitfulness. It's the same way when we are connected with the Lord, we have life. And this life leads to abundance, leads to fruitfulness, leads to productivity. So contrast this to sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. So the end of the end product of having sin, of having a relationship with sin, leads to death. But the end product of being in Christ leads to life. And this life is not just existing. It is life that leads to abundance, life that leads to fruitfulness. Oh, I don't know whether you are getting excited as you hear me speak about this. Because if you want to receive vitality, not in the coming age, now. Now you have a chance to experience productivity, fruitfulness, you know, wholeness, abundance, because of your relationship with God. So this is eternal life, that they may know God and Christ whom he sent. And this knowledge of God leads to life and life in abundance. I hope you you are excited about that. And I want to invite you, if you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have not received this free gift of life, karibu sana. Jesus loves you and wants to give you eternal life right now. God bless you.